First is the idea of culture change as a general evolutionary process. Culture historians looked at change over time, but did so in a very historical and particularist fashion. New archaeologists were less concerned with particular histories and more interested in general processes, regularities, and patterns. They were particularly attracted to the idea of social evolution that we now know as the band, tribe, chiefdom, state model. The general idea is that there are a few basic types of societies and that these developed in an evolutionary sequence from simple bands to complex states. There were two major implications for the study of archaeology. First, the proper focus should be on big questions and general explanations. The goal was to search for universal laws akin to those in the natural sciences, things that could hold true across all societies. The second implication of the evolutionary approach was that individuals are not so important to cultural change. This will figure prominently in later critiques of processual archaeology.